Special studio guest with me now, it is John Haynes. He's the man who is at the control of issues for rugby in Namibia. John, it's good to see you. I know you guys are, you know, getting really ready. It's almost World Cup. There's a South American tour going on. And of course, one of the big things is new kit, because there's a look. They're going to the World Cup and they're going to look a very special way. Tell me about it.
Yes, most definitely. Once again, thank you for the opportunity. Yes, the new kit, the design is finished. We've got a feel and a look already behind the scenes what it looks like. So it will be a home and away kit and we will definitely start off today. It will be revealed today at 4 p.m. and we will have what you call it a morning teaser. Yeah.
All right. So tell me, this obviously is very important, not only for the team themselves, because this is what binds you together. That's why people wear uniforms, so you look the same as the rest of the people in your group. But this is also what Namibia is getting behind, because this is our national team.
Yeah, most definitely. So there was a lot of work that went into the whole design, and I must say it's something different. It will still be in the traditional, the home and away kit, which will be a blue and a white.
Yeah.
But the features, experience, or I would say my behind the scenes feeling, it's just an awesome look. Yeah,
it's very nice, because yeah, we used to the traditional blue that the Namibian team playing with white accents, of course, so we'll stay with that. Now I'm really, really keen to see this design. John, just in terms of availability, obviously people are going to want to buy this kit as supporters to have it ready for the World Cup when we start playing. Where does one get it, and will it be available for sale?
Most definitely it will be available in Namibia locally. So there will be a limited number that will be arriving in August. So even today we will be able to reveal the exact date when it will arrive and when it will be available. But obviously, like we did with the Mzansi Cup, there will be an opportunity to pre-order.
Yeah.
So the Kuduki app will then be a platform where you can purchase, and then you will have your proof of purchase, and then we will just be able to collect.
By the way, guys, remember, you need the Kuduki app as well, because when you go to the stadium, that's what you use to do your drinks purchases without having to worry about having to buy tickets and things like that. Very simple way, cashless. And you can now buy your kit from there. We'll reveal all. John, we're very excited. We're going to be looking out for that teaser. And then after that, of course, the reveal. We're really looking forward to it. You have a way of building it up, because now we're looking forward to it. Let's just talk about the maybe something a little bit different, but still tied in. You guys are now, you have a very strict program. Alistair told me when he was here that he's getting players ready. It's literally almost an hour by hour for the last, 48, 49 days today that's left before the World Cup. How's that going in general? Are you guys happy with where the players are and the group is?
No, most definitely, if we have to tick off the boxes and the hour by hour, day to day, we are basically on track. I know it's a tight ship that we are basically sailing. But yeah, I'm quite happy where we're currently finding ourselves. Yeah.
And from the administration side, the coach said they're shooting for the stars with two wins at this World Cup. I'm telling you, if we get one, let alone two, I think there's going to be a party of epic proportions.
Most definitely, I will definitely join that party. That's a given, and I must say that the goals that's been set, it's realistically possible.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the group of players we've set, and I've actually had the opportunity to see that we've got super rugby players, we've got top class rugby players, we've got local players that also stepped up. So it's a good mix of local and test players.
Yeah.
And like I said in a previous interview, we don't have foreign players, we've got Namibian-born players representing us. So that's the exciting part, yeah.
And of course, there's lots of guys who played in the Currie Cup winning Cheetah side. There's people playing internationally. There's some harde barde, if you want to call them that. People who've been playing in the national side for a long time. They're bringing a lot of experience to the party and a lot of really exciting youngsters too, who are on form and might just make their mark.
Yeah, most definitely. And if you've said it, the harde barde, Oaks, if I can just look at, because one of the teasers this morning is the harde barde. He's been around for around the block for a while. I mean, we've got players that's been that played three or four World Cups.
Yeah.
So we can use the word seasoned. It's a seasoned group that we have, and our expectation is exactly what our community or our fans would expect, and we will want to deliver.
50 days is too long to wait, John. Thanks very much for spending time with us today, and congratulations on the new kit. We can't wait for them to take the field in the World Cup with their new kit.
Always a pleasure.